Good Friday to you, everybody. Welcome back here. Reed Kerr on readaboutit.com. And as you can tell, as I take the sip of beverage, allergies are getting to me. So my voice is a little bit deeper, a little bit scratchier than usual. This is the time of year it always happens to me, and therefore this is the time of year I would always cut my radio demos. So you want to hear a little bit of that? Something like,
"Your home for classic rock, and they all request lunch hour."
You know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, luckily I don't have to make my money like that anymore. A couple of quick things today. This is kind of a short show because of the condition of my voice, but the writer's strike is going on, and as a writer, not a professional television or movie writer, of course, but just as a creative person, I feel like it's something I've got to support. I mean, yeah, okay, it sucks not having new television shows, but as I said earlier when I talked about the Radiohead album a couple of weeks ago and how they're selling it off their website, and I bought it off their website for a couple of bucks, even though I don't like Radiohead, and I've listened to the album, and I don't even really like the album, it's still something I felt I needed to do, because anything that changes the system to where the people who are actually responsible for creating the content get more of the money, I think that's something that we should support. Just as a quick note here, I saw the other day that if the writer's strike goes on for 3 months, then the start of the new television season will be pushed back from, I guess, September of 08 to January of 2009. That says a lot, doesn't it? Remember, there are no big movie blockbusters. There is no explosions and gratuitous sex and violence until somebody writes it. So I've noticed that the networks not only have more money, and kind of because of reality shows, they have a better bargaining point than they did in the earlier strikes, but they also hit dirtier earlier. They've already fired everybody behind the scenes at The Office. Bear in mind that The Office is one of NBC's highest-rated sitcoms, just sold into syndication to TBS for a lot of money, and until recently was also for sale on iTunes. You can download the individual episodes. But somehow, that's the first place that they pull the trigger and fire all of the crew. As far as the crew goes, I'm very sympathetic to that, but it's not the writers who are firing you. It's the people who are in charge to try to get the writers to buckle. And let's face it, if you're working in Hollywood, you should be used to a lot of upheaval anyway. You don't go to work on The Office all the time. Sometimes you go to work on, you know, Anchorwoman or whatever shows have been canceled damn near immediately out there. So just because you lucked into a good one doesn't guarantee that you're always going to make money off of it. The current deal the writers have, and they set this up back in the writer's strike, I believe, of 88, for everything basically aftermarket, they get a 0.3% of the revenue from it, which is not much. So basically, if you write a movie, let's say, you, Joe Public, or Travis Public, or whatever your name would be, you write a movie, you write a big summer blockbuster, it makes a whole lot of money. Then they go to sell that on DVD, and let's say it sells for $20 just to round it up, even though that's probably a bit high. Every time somebody plunks down 20 hard-earned American dollars for your movie, you make 6 cents. Six? 6 cents off of that. And most new movies don't sell for $20, so you can imagine there's a lot of money being made there, because you know how little it costs to manufacture DVDs now, and everything is sold on DVDs. That's something that I'd probably be good and pissed off about too. So I hope it doesn't last. But like I said, as a creative guy and as a writer, I feel like it's something I've got to support. So this would be a good time to start renting a lot of movies and illegally copying them. That's all I'm going to say, because it might be a while before we have good content on Monday through Friday nights and Sundays. I'm leaving out Saturday. Has anybody tried to watch TV on Saturday in the last 3 or 4 years? It is a wasteland. It's reruns and crap they know you're not going to watch. Nobody's home on Saturday, and every network has given up. And once the writer's strike is in full effect after a couple of months, every day is going to be like Saturday, I'm telling you. All right, that's it. I will rest my voice. As always, please feel free to drop me a line on anything you hear here, either in the comments section or at my email address, snowfire51, that is snowfire51@gmail.com. Feels good to be able to give that out without spammers latching onto it. But anyway, that is the show for today. I shall rest my voice for the week, and we'll be back next week where I'll probably talk about how horribly I failed at National Blog Posting Month. But anyway, have a good weekend, everybody. Seacrest out.